Doug, renovations have been happening at Mackey Stadium for around half a year now. I know you've said a lot of community input's gone into it. Where are we at now?
You know, I think the number one concern from our fans was more permanent restrooms. Well, we added a permanent restroom building last year. The second big concern was comfort and safety. So we're adding in handrails for safety. We're adding in chairback seats for the comfort. And then the third big concern was the scoreboard and the sound system in Mackey Stadium is just really outdated. And so we're addressing that now as well. And we hope, expect to have a new scoreboard and sound system in the stadium by August as well. So it's going to be an awesome project for our fans.
Earlier this year, there was a lot of talk of track improvements as well. What's the progress on that?
Yeah, we're actually replacing our track in Mackey Stadium this summer as well. So another of the moving parts, we'll resurface the track, and that'll make a big difference for the daily practice of our for our athletes, and in terms of their health and wellness. I mean, when you're running on a worn out track, there's almost no cushion in it, and it, you know, causes injuries. It's not great. It's not great for training. It's not great for recruiting. But when you have a brand new surface, a brand new track, it's going to make a world of difference for day-to-day practice, for recruiting, for our future of our team.
Could the community look forward to Nevada hosting a home track meet in the near future?
We technically can host home meets. It's just hard because a lot of coaches don't want to bring their team here, because when you're watching your athlete run, you're kind of scrutinizing every single step and every single how they take the corners, how they do the straightaways. And there's two areas where you run around the track, and you run underneath or behind the bleachers in the north or the south end zone. And when your athlete disappears behind the bleachers or disappears under the bleachers for essentially half of the track, it's just not a great running environment. So I wouldn't doubt that we'll host maybe a meet or two in the future. I think that'll happen. I hope that'll happen. But it's still not ideal for us. Our ultimate dream is to get out of Mackey Stadium and build a standalone track where we can host competition and practice every single day.
Doug, getting off of the topic of big changes in the stadium, basketball has been in headlines a lot this year as well. There was a lot of controversy surrounding the hiring of assistant coach Jan Hufnagel and some sexual harassment charges. How are things going so far with that hire?
Since Jani Hufnagel has been on campus and been here, he's been nothing but a model citizen. You know, and I think, frankly, a lot of this, we just want it to be behind us because we believe in him. We believe that he's going to be a great addition to our staff, and he has been. So I think it's been, 3 or 4 weeks since we hired him. And probably every day and every week that goes by, I feel more confident and more comfortable that we made the right decision.
Another coaching move this year brought on a former rival and ex-UNLV coach, Dave Rice. How's he faring at the university?
Well, it's interesting because he is deep into Rebel history, obviously playing there and then coaching there. But he's really been great for our program because he has so much experience, college basketball experience. So it's so far so good. And I don't know what he's going to do with all his red clothes that he owns. I hope he gets rid of all of them and stays in blue for a long time.
Doug, always a pleasure. Thanks for keeping us updated.
Thank you.
That was Nevada Athletic Director Doug Newth. I'm Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.